Greetings, everyone. Welcome to House Mountain Views and to the Boone series. Boone is an East Tennessee teenager on his own at 16 and facing long odds. His daddy taught him rage and not to trust anybody. His mother taught him to keep his head down and hope nobody notices him. Now they're both gone, and what he knows about making it as an adult is next to nothing. He's basically a decent kid, but he's carrying around so much anger and insecurity that sometimes it's hard for him to do the right thing, even when he can figure out what that is. Pushing Back, Matching Scars, and Keeping Secrets, the three books in the series so far, are all written from Boone's point of view. My name is Jim Hartzell, and I hope you enjoy getting to know Boone as much as I have. Thanks for joining us. Pushing Back, Book 1 in the Boone series, by Jim Hartzell. Chapter 30. Standing in the front yard looking like a damn fool when I see a car come over the hill. I'm not sure who it is, so I get back in the house as quick as I can. There's some soda left, and I make an S&S, mostly Shine, and stand there in the kitchen and drink it all down fast. What the hell is wrong with her? She was right in there with me. She didn't mind. I think she liked it. I know I did. So what happened? Then I remember that one time a while back when I told her I had some Shine and she asked if she could taste it. And I'm kicking myself because she was here and I didn't offer, and maybe that would have made things different. And I realize I don't have any idea what I'm talking about. I will never understand women, I say to myself. And then Frankie comes into the kitchen. She sits in front of me and looks up and then looks at the door. You want to go out, girl? She trots over to the door and stands there, tail wagging, ready. I laugh and go over to the door. I'm a little unsteady on my feet. I drank that kind of fast, I realize. I open the door to let her out, and Nancy's standing there. Guess it was her car coming over the hill. Thought you were gone. She's looking everywhere but at me. Aren't you going to ask me why I came back? I shrug. I'm still pretty unsteady. Don't know whether I should try to say something or not. Wasn't even sure that last thing I said came out right. She looks up at me and says, "Would you take me up to Gamaliel's house?" My first thought is, why the hell does she want to go up there? My second thought is, no, that's my place, mine and Gamaliel's, nobody else's. I'm mad and confused and kind of drunk, and Frankie needs to go outside, so I open the door, and she slips out between me and Nancy. Finally, I say, "Not today, Nancy. Those guys, whoever they are, might come back. I was thinking I should go up there, take a look around." "Well, I want to go along." I shake my head. "Don't want anything to happen to you." She looks up at me. 10 minutes ago, you were really mad at me, and now you're worried?" I don't know what I'm feeling about this whole thing. What I want is to go back to the couch, but I know that's not happening. "I said I was sorry about that," I say. "No, you said that before you started banging on my car, on my daddy's car." "So why do you want to go up there anyway? I don't want to think about me in the car. Too much like something daddy would do." I want to see where you chased those guys off from." Her face is getting red, but she keeps going. I didn't want to run out on you, Boone, honest, but I was afraid of what we might do. I still think it was brave what you did, and I guess I wanted to see that." So she did like it. I want to grab her, drag her back inside, but I can't make myself do that. Daddy again. I can't turn out that way. I can't. I won't. I know what I'll do if she stays around, though. I'll take you some other time, I promise. If you're afraid of what we were about to do in there, you should go on home. It's better doing that, going home. I mean, you know. She can see it in my face, I think, because she nods slowly and says, I think you're right. I'll call you, okay? She turns around to go back to her car, and I hear her say, I'll call you. I will. She leaves, slower this time, and I go back inside. Then I turn around and go out, call Frankie, and get in the truck to go check on Gamaliel's house. Next day, the phone rings, and it's Nancy. Boone, did you hear? Hear what? Those guys you ran off, they caught them. Until this minute, I did not know how worried I was. I say, trying to sound calm, you sure it was the same guys? I think so, Boone. Two guys on a four-wheeler. They were trying to break into somebody's house on the other side of town. I don't know the guy. He had a couple of dogs, and he turned them loose, and they tore those boys up pretty bad. He had to haul the dogs off one at a time, but they're still alive and in the hospital. At least that's what I hear. You have to go to the police, Boone. Maybe you can identify him. I bet it's the same guys. I can't do that, Nancy. You can't tell anybody they were up here. There's a silence that goes on for a while. Then she says, I don't understand. Don't you want them to pay for what they tried to do? Seems like they're already paying. Anyway, I just want to stay out of the whole thing. Sounds like they won't be bothering me again, and that's what I want. Don't tell anybody about them being up here, Nancy. Promise that. She hesitates and then says, Okay, Boone, I won't say anything, but I think you're wrong about this. I do. I wonder if I can trust her. The last thing I want is a bunch of police snooping around up here. They might find the still. Hell, they might find the shine I've got stashed in the barn. They might find the money I've got in the pool up there under those rocks. No way I want anybody around here. Now I wish she hadn't been up here when I ran those guys off. I think about telling her that if she tells, I'll tell her daddy she let me do a lot more than put my hand up her shirt. That might actually work, I realize. But I'd never get to do it again. I know that for sure, so I decide not to tell her that. Then I remember I'm still on the phone with her, and hope like hell I didn't say any of that out loud. Try as hard as I can't remember the last thing she said, so now I don't know what to say. I need to say something, though. So, those guys, they're in the hospital? Pretty torn up, were they? She's not happy with me, I can tell that by the way she answers me. Yeah, I guess. Listen, I got homework, you know? Maybe I better go. You coming up sometime soon? I mean, since they aren't around anymore, I can show you Gamaliel's place and not have to worry. I don't know, Boone, maybe. She doesn't sound like she's going to come back. You know I was just worried about you. You know that, right? She doesn't answer right away. Yeah, I know. I've run out of stuff to say. Listen, I say, I need to feed Frankie and check on stuff. Come back up, okay? Frankie says she misses you already. Nancy laughs, and I think, good girl, Frankie. Okay, I'll see you in a day or two. Call first so you'll know I'm here and not back at the pool or up at Gamaliel's. What pool? You said something once but never told me about it. Just a place where the creek widens out and slows down. It's kind of deep in the middle. I like it up there, especially in the summer. It's good all the time, though. Well, when were you going to show me this pool? Can you swim in it? I laugh, and so does she. Not now, unless you like it really cold. I've never taken a swim in it. Just go up there and sit. It's quiet except for the water sounds, you know, birds and stuff like that.
Will you show it to me?
She's not mad anymore, I can tell that. Maybe she'll keep her mouth shut about those guys coming over here. Sure, the next time you come up, wear some shoes you can wear into the woods and be sure and come while it's still light.
Are you afraid of the dark, Boone?
For just a second, I'm mad, and then I realize she's teasing me. Now, I like it up there in the dark. It's great. Like it's someplace far away from here.
See, now you have to show it to me, Boone. First time in the daylight, like you said, but it sounds really nice in the dark.
Now I don't know what to say again. I don't know how to do this kind of stuff. I'd never ask Daddy. Mama's gone. Gamaliel might be gone pretty soon. So what the hell do I say? Okay. Now that was stupid. I mean, sure, I'll take you up there. Nobody knows it's there, really. It's on the back part of the farm, and it's in the woods. So we don't grow anything up there. Now she's quiet. Then she says,
sounds nice. I'll be sure and call. Make sure you don't have another girl there before I come over.
Is she teasing me again? I think she is. You don't need to worry about that, Nancy, I say real quick. I want to get done with this before I say something really stupid.
Well, I got studying, so I'll see you later.
Okay, I say. And she hangs up. I don't hear from her or Carrie or anybody else for 3 or 4 days. I don't think much about what day it is. Not anymore. School hadn't called, hadn't sent any letters. I guess the whole Mr. Timmons thing is all they're thinking about now, and that's fine by me. I don't plan to go back unless I'm made to. Next time the phone rings, it's Carrie.
Boone, I just wanted you to know how Papa's doing. He's okay, considering everything. He's talking, but he has trouble with some of his words, you know. But he's coming along, they say.
That's good, I say. I'd like to come and see him if that's all right. I don't think Jerry wants me anywhere near y'all.
He's gone back up to the house to get a room ready for Pop, she says. They say we can move him in a week or two, that he'll be okay at home with somebody to look after him.
That's good, right? She sounds really tired.
I guess so, but he's still not in very good shape, Boone. Better than the last time you saw him. So if you want to come down and see him, I think he'd like that.
I will, Carrie, I will. How about tomorrow morning? She says that'd be good and hangs up quick. I think she's worn out.
I hope you enjoyed this installment of the Boone series. The background music you hear is The Wind That Shakes the Barley, played on a Masterworks hammer dulcimer. If you can't wait to find out what happens next, or you want a copy for yourself, the Boone series and all my other books are available on my website, housemountainviews.com. I also encourage you to support any independent bookstores in your area. Stop by and ask for the title you're interested in. If they don't have it, they can probably order it for you. Thanks for spending your time here at House Mountain Views. Y'all take care of yourselves and stay in touch.